For Pacifica Radio, I'm Eileen Alfandiri. The Senate will transform itself into an impeachment court at noon Eastern Time today. The Constitution calls for Chief Justice John Roberts to preside at the trial, administering the oath to senators who will serve as jurors and swear to deliver impartial justice. In a dramatic procession across the Capitol yesterday, House Democrats carried the formal articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate, setting the stage for only the third trial to remove a president in U.S. history. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Trump violated his oath of office, undermined U.S. national security, and jeopardized the integrity of the country's elections. She defended the one-month wait from the time the House voted to impeach Trump to the vote to transmit the articles of impeachment.
For a long time, I resisted the calls from across the country for impeachment of the president for obvious violations of the Constitution that he had committed. But recognizing the divisiveness of impeachment, I held back. Frankly, I said, this president isn't worth it. But when he acted the way he did in relationship to withholding funds from Ukraine in return for a benefit to him that was personal and political, he crossed a threshold. He gave us no choice.
Trump complained again it was all a hoax, even as fresh details emerged about his efforts in Ukraine. A close associate of President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, Lev Parnas, claimed that Trump was directly involved in the effort to pressure Ukraine to publicly announce an investigation of Democratic presidential rival Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Lev Parnas says he delivered an ultimatum in May to the incoming president of Ukraine that no senior U.S. official would attend his inauguration and vital U.S. military aid would be withheld if an investigation into Biden were not announced. Parnas appeared on MSNBC with Rachel Maddow.
President Trump knew exactly what was going on. He was aware of all of my movements. I wouldn't do anything without the consent of Rudy Giuliani or the president.
The new accusation came as House Democrats made public a trove of documents, text messages, and photos from Parnas' smartphones that appeared to verify parts of his account. Six national organizations who say they represent millions of progressive activists have joined forces to issue a unity statement in the wake of the controversy over a two-year-old meeting between presidential candidates Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. The two have differed over whether Sanders told Warren a woman couldn't beat Donald Trump. The progressive groups say the surest way to defeat Trump is for the Democratic Party to nominate either Warren or Sanders, as they're the best candidates able to energize voters by providing a vision of a decent society and a fair economy. Their statement says that Sanders and Warren, as well as their campaigns and supporters, will need to find ways to cooperate. It adds, quote, the crossfire amplified by the media is unhelpful and does not reflect the relationship between two Senate colleagues who broadly worked well together for most of the last year. The signing organizations are Our Revolution, the Sunrise Movement, and RootsAction.org, all of which support Sanders, the Working Families Party, which supports Warren, and Justice Democrats and Democracy for America, which currently do not support any presidential candidate. Two U.S. agencies say the decade that just ended was by far the hottest ever measured on Earth, capped off by the second warmest year on record. Scientists say there's no doubt that it's all due to human activity. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said the 2010s averaged 1.4 degrees Celsius higher than the 20th century average and more than one-third of a degree warmer than the previous decade, which had itself been the hottest on record. Omar Badur is a senior scientist with the World Meteorological Association, which has urged dramatic action to address the climate crisis.
Heat waves, floods that have impacted droughts, that have impacted people around the world in terms of migration of people because of drought, in terms of internal displacement because of floods. Wildfires have been also one of the most noticeable events during 2019, even in areas where fires are very rare, like in the Arctic region.
Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam says he's declaring a state of emergency over threats from militia groups ahead of a gun rights rally next week. The emergency order will ban weapons of all kinds, including firearms. Northam says some of the rhetoric used by groups planning to attend the rally is similar to what was said in the lead-up to the deadly 2017 white nationalist rally in Charlottesville. I'm Eileen Alfandari for Pacifica Radio.